Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, more proof of the nonsense going on. Fully vaccinated ESPN host Stephen Smith says he nearly died after contracting COVID. If I wasn't vaccinated, I would have died, he said. He spent New Year's Day seriously ill in the hospital with COVID and says doctors told him he would have died if he hadn't been vaccinated. This is the nonsense that and the lies and the fraud and the propaganda being spouted by lying CDC, Fauci, and doctors and AMA and FDA and Democrat politicians, and then repeated ad nauseum as if fact by the same morons who listened to them, got vaccinated, and still almost died of COVID, and then credit the COVID vaccine with saving them. That's how stupid these people are. How brainwashed. Stephen A. Smith is a Stepford wife. He shared details about a serious bout with the virus Monday after returning to the air on the network's First Take, saying it almost took me out. This is the kind of stupidity. It almost took me out. First of all, you don't know if it almost took you out. Second of all, you don't know if you got better because of the vaccine or you would have gotten better anyway. Number three, you don't know if you actually would have gotten it if you hadn't been vaccinated. You don't even realize the vaccine damages your immune system, makes it much more likely that you get it. And the biggest lie of all is that nobody dies and no one's hospitalized. And it's a complete lie. It's a complete lie. People die and are hospitalized every day with the COVID vaccine because of the COVID vaccine. But separate from that, people die every day of heart attack, strokes, blood clots, and a thousand other disorders caused by the COVID vaccine. The 54-year-old began the episode by revealing he feared he might die after he was hospitalized with 103-degree fever. Got it. And double pneumonia. Got it. You got vaccinated, you got 103-degree fever and double pneumonia, and you thanked the vaccine for saving your life. I don't know if I was going to make it. They told me, had I not been vaccinated, I wouldn't be here. That's how bad it was. If you believe that one, you are the dumbest person in the entire world. Dumbest person. But I'm glad you're alive. Unlike liberals, I don't want anyone to die. I don't want anyone to be sick. I don't want anyone to lose their life. He recounted having a fever every night, waking up with chills and a pool of sweat, easy to see. I get it. Headaches massive, coughing profusely, got it. Developed pneumonia in both lungs, and his bout with the illness also damaged his liver. It ravaged me to the point where even if I have monitor, my volume, get to the gym every day, walk before you run, work your way back, because I'm still not 100% in my lungs. Boy, does he speak English well? I can't understand what the hell any of that means. It had ravaged me to the point where even now I have to monitor my volume, get to the gym, walk before you run, work your way back, because I'm still not 100% with my lungs, but I'm COVID negative and I'm on the road to recovery. He used his near-death experience. Get this? He was vaccinated and had a near-death experience, so he used his near-death experience to advocate for viewers to get fully vaccinated. The vaccine, according to my doctor, saved me. Oh, my gosh, my gosh, my gosh. Amazing world we live in. What incredible propaganda and lies are told every day. And the people who believe this garbage are way too smart to believe this garbage. All right, a poll is out nearly, and this is why. This ties in. I'm sure Stephen Smith is on this crew. Nearly half of Democrats support fines and segregated camps and prison terms for those who disagree with them on COVID. The COVID narrative is collapsing all over the United States and all over the world. We're in prohibition. Nobody cares about what any of these idiots, these control freak, zealot, obsessive nutcase nut. Now, Responses gathered from the left in a new poll by Rasmussen and the Heartland Institute should give those on the right cause for concern. Taken last week on the day the U.S. Supreme Court rejected Joe Biden's vaccine mandate, the poll found 48% of respondents favored the forced vaccines, meaning the mandate. The number was that high because of Democrats, 78% of whom support mandatory shots. Only 22% of Republicans agreed with them. But that was only part of it. As Rasmussen noted, while many voters have become skeptical towards the federal government's response to the COVID pandemic, a majority of Democrats embrace restrictive policies, including punitive measures against those who haven't gotten the COVID vaccine. Many Democrats would even support harsher measures than the mandate, including fines for Americans who won't get the COVID vaccine and criminal punishment for vaccine critics. 55%, a majority of Democrats, support a proposal for federal or state governments to fine Americans who choose not to get a COVID vaccine. An even bigger share of Democrats, 59%, favor a government policy requiring that citizens remain confined to their homes at all times except for emergencies if they refuse to get a COVID vaccine. Just about half of Democrats, 48%, have given up on the First Amendment, meaning free speech, by thinking federal and state governments should be able to fine or imprison individuals who publicly question the efficacy of the existing COVID-19 vaccines on social media, television, radio, or in-line or online publications. 45% of Democrats like the idea of COVID camps, where government could require citizens to temporarily live in designated facilities if they refuse to get a COVID vaccine. This is all so hard to believe. It's unimaginable. It's mind-blowing. 47% of Democrats are fine with governments using digital devices to track unvaccinated people to ensure that they are quarantined or socially distant. A sizable portion of Democrats, 29%, so just about a third, would support removing children from their parents' custody if they refuse to take the COVID vaccine. Can you even imagine? Just think about this. Just think how insane this is. The pollster added, President Biden's strongest supporters are most likely to endorse the harshest punishments against those who won't get the COVID vaccine. So it's Biden's supporters. Unbelievable. The poll revealed that of those who have a very favorable opinion of Biden, can you imagine anyone having a very favorable opinion of Biden? I mean, I hate to say it, but if you have a very favorable opinion of Biden, you probably have sex with sheep. You're that freaking dumb. You're in the meadow and you're banging sheep, literally. You're that stupid. There's something wrong with you. Your mind is twisted. Your chromosomes missing. Of those who have a very favorable opinion of Biden, 51% favor the government putting the unvaccinated in designated facilities. 54% support imposing fines or prison sentences on vaccine critics. This is what we're up against. Basically, half to a majority of Democrats want to put Wayne Root in prison, want to ban my radio show, want to take away my free speech, don't want to allow me to criticize or dissent from what the government believes, even though it's clearly not working and people are dying. And everyone who's vaccinated is sick with COVID. As Stephen Smith points out, many of them sick and dying, very sick. And you wonder why the country is, remember that song, going Japanese, I really think so. We're going Japanese. Well, the country is going GOP, we really think so. People see these Nazis, and they're all becoming Republicans. The whole nation is becoming a Republican nation. In my lifetime, Republicans were never ahead. Even when they were winning elections because of the Electoral College and because of the way various states are set up and, you know, the vote in various states, battleground states. But it was never because the majority of popular public opinion, the average person would say, I'm a Republican. Never. The average person would laugh. Republicans are the party of rich. We don't like Republicans. All of a sudden, everyone's a Republican. I talked about this yesterday. preferences have shifted from a 9-point Democrat advantage to a 5-point GOP edge. So the largest percentage of U.S. adults identified, by the way, is political independence. But the general stability for the full year average obscures the dramatic shift over the course of 2021 from a 9-point percent Democrat advantage in the first quarter to a rare 5-point Republican edge in the fourth quarter. And party preference shifts follow changes in presidential approval. Now, this is separate from the poll that I found earlier today, and I'm not sure where it is in my gigantic list here. I've got a long list of articles to tell you about. But that poll is the congressional poll. And the congressional poll gives Republicans a 9-point advantage, which means a massive landslide is coming unless Democrats can figure out a way to fix the books, rig the books, and steal the election, which is what they did with mail-in voting, mail-in ballots, and no voter ID, and nobody watching the count in 2020. And they're dying to do it again and make it permanent. But they know if they don't commit election fraud and allow for election fraud, make it legal permanently, they have no chance to win future elections. They know that they've got the most unpopular views, the most unpopular candidate, Biden, the second most unpopular candidate, Kamala, in history. And they think the better person to replace them both is Hillary Clinton, who, until Biden and Kamala came along, was the most unpopular woman ever in political history. Just incredible. When we get back, the NBA co-owner who says nobody cares about what's happening in China. If they murder Muslims, nobody cares. As long as we make money in the NBA. Can you imagine you're allowed to say that? And the substitute teacher was fired for refusing to meow to a student who claimed to self-identify as a cat. You think I'm joking? Stay tuned. Coming up with the truth.
You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a 6-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. 2 bath, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group, their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I mean, you gotta admit, Democrats are mentally ill nut jobs. There's no other way to describe them. They want quarantine camps, fines. They want to lock us in our homes for the rest of our lives. Lucky for us, we've got the Second Amendment and we're all armed to the teeth. You can go F yourselves. This is why I've said repeatedly we're headed for civil war. You can't live with people like this. But I've also said repeatedly I don't want a civil war. I know conservatives don't want a civil war. We want to peacefully separate. We need a separation and a divorce from these people. I want nothing further to do with any of you. You're all crazy. Do you understand the difference between this and the civil war? You know, because I know liberals think that you know, we're all white racists. We must support the Confederates and that type of thing. And you and I both know that's not true. The Confederates and the South pulled away because they wanted slavery, right? The North was fighting for the right thing. The North wanted to free the slaves. The South wanted to make people slaves. Right now, when you hear what Democrats want, they are the South. They want to make us slaves. We're not even fighting anymore over like a group of people, black or Jewish or brown or whatever. I'm Jewish, so I'm not criticizing Jews. But if somebody wanted to make Jews slaves and there was a war over it, this is they're talking about making us slaves, American citizens. They want to lock us in our house and make us prisoners for the rest of our life, unable to leave or participate in society because we don't want to be vaccinated. You know, force vaccinated with an emergency, for emergency use only, temporary vaccine, which has never been properly tested and has no control group. And VAERS shows is killing tremendous amounts of people, more than any other vaccines, times five in the history of America, I'm sure. So we're on the side of the North, basically, and you guys are on the side of the South. You want to imprison me? You want to fine me? You want to keep me locked up for life? You want to quarantine me in a camp? You want to force vaccinate me? You're Nazis mixed with Confederates, mixed with East German Stasi, mixed with Russian Soviet Gulag, mixed with the Chinese that are murdering Muslims. That's what you are. You are on the side of the South in the Civil War. So when the Civil War comes, just understand, we want freedom. We don't want to touch you. We don't want to do anything bad to you. We want to let you live your life. You want to be vaccinated and kill yourself? Suicide it is. But you're not going to force suicide us. Sons of Liberty is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Sons of Liberty, again, all my advertisers are trying to keep you healthy, trying to make you healthy, trying to keep you to live longer, healthier life. Have you heard about the latest vitamin D study? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management. But most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great. You just spray it in your mouth and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Go sonsofliberty.com, as in G-O, sonsofliberty.com, WAR15 at checkout. 15% off every product forever. So speaking of the horrible left, here's a guy that reminds me again of how Democrats are the Nazis combined with the Soviet Gulag, combined with Fidel Castro in Cuba, combined with Raul in Venezuela. What's his name, Raul? I can't remember his name now. Venezuela. I can't remember right now, but there's so many bad guys. Nicolas Maduro. It's just shocking. There's a tech CEO who owns, co-owner of the NBA Golden State Warriors, I can't even pronounce his name, Chamath Palihapitiya, and the NBA has problems with their relationship with China. He says to advance humanity by solving the world's hardest problems, nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs. Uyghurs, a Muslim minority group facing genocide in China. Questions about whether genocide is actually happening in an interview. Says the Communist Party is not a dictatorship. Says the U.S. is no better than the Communist Chinese people and a Communist Chinese Party, excuse me. I mean, the backlash he's facing, and he should. He says nobody cares. That is the same as saying in 1940, no one cares about the Holocaust and the concentration camps. Let the Germans kill the Jews. None of our business. We're making money with the Germans. That's what this NBA owner is saying.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The CDC says less than 0.2% of COVID deaths in the United States have been among children. According to agency data, there have been around 1,100 deaths and over 8 million cases among kids. More than three-quarters of coronavirus-related deaths have been among seniors. Children under 5 represent around 6% of the population, and there have been less than 400 deaths in that age group. Stocks falling sharply in volatile trading on Wall Street, the Dow losing 543 points to close at 35,368. The S&P fell 86 points to 45.77, the NASDAQ dropping 387 points, oil prices also rising to their highest point since 2014. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Radio Network. We've got a very interesting guest, my buddy for, I don't know, I think about 20 years at least, Eric Mankell Muller, who is a fantastically successful talk show host in Chicago and at various times throughout the whole United States, an incredible nationally syndicated reach as well. And he's now decided to run for governor of the sad sack state of Illinois. I mean, a real Democrat state, actually a very Republican state, but dominated by Chicago, which drowns out all Republican votes, donations, and voices. And so it becomes a very deep blue Democrat state. Eric is a libertarian, I think, slash conservative. Let's find out what he thinks about it. Eric Mankell Muller, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you, Muller? What's going on?
Wayne, I'm great. Mankell is good. And I want to tell you, there are no Republicans here. That's a lie. I went to the Republican Party. They said, we did the test. We did the study. You'll win. You have the name recognition. Do you have a couple of $1 million? I mean, that's the feeling I got. And it's pay to play. And we've got a billionaire here that is backing a basically Obama 2.0. Our Republican candidate is announced on MLK Day, so appropriately. I mean, so fake. But our African-American candidate here is BLM, a Marxist, Antichrist. His crime has shot up 40% where he lives since he's been in charge. He's been mayor. And the guy's a disaster. That's the Republican Illinois.
Wait, I'm a little mixed up now. Hold on, you got me confused. The mayor of Chicago is a woman, a lesbian black woman.
No, this is the mayor of another town, I think Aurora, where this is who the Republicans are running.
The Republicans are running, so it's pro-BLM?
Correct.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Pro-BLM and anti-America.
Oh my gosh.
This guy loves high taxes. That's a Republican here. So
how stupid
look,
is
Wayne,
that?
Win or lose, I don't have... His campaign, look, our current governor, Pugsley, just put in $90 million. It was announced publicly, $90 million of his own money. This new candidate, a billionaire, has put in $215 million to begin with. So that's what I'm fighting against. But I'm getting out a traditional, common sense message, which is very uncommon here in the prison state of Illinois.
We have the prison state, right? Every governor winds up going to prison. Would you say that you are a libertarian slash conservative? How would you describe yourself?
I would not describe myself. I'll tell you what, and with all due respect to you, and of course I introduced you to the Libertarian Convention when you were running. I think I'm a libertarian until I meet a libertarian. I want to explain. I was on the Fox News Channel, had the highest rated segment for 7 years in the morning with Steve, Edie, and Brian. I did a couple of specials, and I had on, what was the guy's name, Gary Johnson?
Yes, Gary Johnson, yes.
And Gary said, you know, and I look, brother, I'm trying to put him over, to use a wrestling term. He's
right.
My guy. I want
right.
him to win. And I couldn't help him look like anything other than an idiot. He basically said heroin should be available anywhere and pedophilia images, you know, hey, if we're going to have freedom, we've got to have, you know, pictures of pedophilia stuff. And so I'm a libertarian to a point.
Right. Well, you're not insulting me, Mankell. You understand that I left the Libertarian Party despite being on their presidential ticket. I couldn't take those people anymore. They're nuts. They're absolutely insane.
So,
and exactly the reasons you stated. Their whole life is free drugs for everybody, free pedophilia, free do whatever you want to do. And let's not forget they hate Israel and don't believe in giving any money to Israel. And they love the open borders. How could you be libertarian, want smaller government, lower taxes, and want an open border? The more people come over the border, the higher, the more bankrupt America is and the more taxes we have. So those people are insane, but yet it's okay to be a libertarian-leaning candidate. That's fine. That's what you and I both are. We both believe in true freedom and less government and more power to the people. I think that makes us conservative with libertarian-leaning. That's what I consider myself.
Wayne, the truth is I don't know what I am. Honest to God, I mean, I listened to JFK, you know, back in the day, and he would be a hardcore right-winger now. I know I hate these commies that are putting us in lockdowns. I know I want school choice. Our gas tax is 25 cents a gallon. The rules, the laws. I own a restaurant in Chicago, the most beautiful restaurant in Chicago, and you have to have papers to get in. I don't manage the place. I hate it. I hate that they're doing that, but, you know, you have to have your papers. Right. I love the Holocaust survivors, the few that are left that have come out and said this is evil. We really are living in frightening times. And
how do you feel about these kids
aren't hearing about freedom. And I have millions of followers, and I'm able to get on every TV and radio show and talk about freedom, and it's very refreshing.
But I want to hear what you think about vaccines and vaccine mandates. I'm dying to hear the Mancow take on vaccines and vaccine mandates, and mask mandates, too, by the way.
I'm going to disappoint you. Okay, I'm going to disappoint you. Let me start with this, okay? I'm in Target. I'm not wearing a mask. A guy asked me and says, and I said, no, I don't know about the mandates. I like women. And, you know, humorless. These people are all humorless. And there's a bit in the store, and you're putting the baby's life at risk. And it's insane. And these paper masks, the CDC finally said it means nothing. The masks are stupid. The mandates are stupid. Vaccinations.
Why'd you say you're disappointed?
You and I have our mutual buddies that have been vaccinated. We have friends that haven't been vaccinated. Whether or not I've been vaccinated, you know what? It's none of your business.
Right.
I'm really sick of this idea that, you know, we're going to have digital ID and I have to carry a card and you have to F that. It's none of your business what I've gotten done, Wayne. I love you. You're a brother. But I'm not going to start now. I'm sick of this president that people think they can ask me.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why do you think you disappoint me? You and I have the exact same views on every one of those issues. All of them. Mirror views.
I'm saying, you said, how do I feel about vaccine? You know, if you ask me if I'm vaccinated, I say it's none of your business.
Right. Agreed. Although I am unvaccinated, it's none of your business, but I am unvaccinated. I will never take it. It's a poison death jab. It's killing people. It's injuring people. It's maiming people. And the people we know who are safe so far may not be safe a month from now, 6 months from now, and a year from now. So I wouldn't be too giddy about it. It's a very dangerous vaccine, and the VAERS report shows that. But you're right. It's none of anyone's business ever ask me or you if we're vaccinated. None of their business.
Wayne, have you had COVID?
Yeah, I actually did have COVID. Yeah, it was a 48-hour cold.
And, okay, so you had the Chinese two-step, you had the biological weapon, and did you notice how it's a different disease? It just changes, and it goes through your body looking for a weakness.
Yes.
I mean, it's the oddest sickness I've ever had, and I'm sure most people listening have had some form of it by now. Everybody's going to get it. I don't care if you've been vaccinated or jabbed four times, you idiots. And by the way, I want to say this, Wayne, about the vaccine and about the jabs, okay, and the booster shots, all right? Can I say something?
Sure.
I want to encourage every Democrat listening, get your booster shot. Get every single booster shot. I'm with you.
Yes, I agree. I think it's great. Did you see today, who I announced in the first thing? Stephen A. Smith, the big mouth on ESPN, triple vaccinated, including booster, said he almost died on New Year's Day of COVID, was hospitalized, fever of 103, came close to dying, but credits the vaccine with the reason he's alive and encourages all his fans and viewers to go get the vaccine. It'll save your life. Can you believe how brainwashed these Stepford wives are? They're insane. They get sick. They almost die with the vaccine. Then they credit the vaccine. It's a religion. It's a cult. It's like Scientology. It's the religion of vaccinology. They love the vaccine. They make love to the vaccine. They orgasm to the vaccine. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Wayne, running for governor has been heartbreaking because I was in a show, a very popular show. I was on a show, and the guy said, I'm vaccinated. Are you vaccinated? And I said, it's none of your business. He said, well, if you're not vaccinated, I'm gonna ask you to leave because you're putting my life in danger.
Oh, my God.
And he said, you know how stupid that sounds? let me ask you this. Larry and Edie and Ben, our buddies, okay?
Yes.
Are you shocked they got the jab?
I am, but they did, and I know a lot of other Republican friends who did. So I know Ben and Larry travel a lot, so I guess they got it just because they travel a lot. But they're taking their life into their hands. That's all I can say. I don't know what else to say.
I love these people. I think they've shortened their lives.
Yep.
I think that it could prevent Trump from being reelected. I don't know who's gotten to him. I will tell you that I was with his kids, the boys.
They're against the vaccine, right? I'll bet the boys are against the vaccine.
Oh, they're against the vaccine.
Right.
I also want to say that I had Dick Durbin tell me, do you know who Dick Durbin is?
Of course, the U.S. Senator from Illinois, yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, you know, not everybody knows. But he said, look, I can't talk with Trump. I can't deal with Trump. If I need anything, I go to Ivanka and Jared. And I think they're the red herrings from this last White House. I think right. So much more great could have happened had we not had. And I, look, she's hot. I mean, she's an attractive woman. I'm a flaming heterosexual. I get it. But I really think Jared and Ivanka or whatever the daughter, Ivana, whatever her name is,
Ivanka.
We would have gotten a lot more done. I can't believe
it's
she didn't break up
these
Instagram and Twitter and all of this. Boy, since I've announced I'm running for governor, brother, everything I say is being censored.
Let me ask you this. How would you have handled the COVID response, Mankel Mueller?
Look, I can't go back in time. But right now, I would do nothing.
I'm with you.
I would leave people alone.
Right.
That's what I'm telling people. That's campaign. I'm going to get out of your life. I'm not going to jump on for 2 hours a day.
Right.
Like local knucklehead.
Can I give you a part two, though?
Garbage.
Let me give you a part two. Part one is great. Do nothing. And we would have been much better if we did nothing and we just considered a cold or a flu and we moved
Correct.
On with life. We would have done better. But part two,
Correct.
I would say, give every person a packet of ivermectin. The government should hand out free a package of vitamins and ivermectin to everyone in America. They did that in India, and overnight it went from everybody sick and everybody dying to nobody sick and nobody dying. Hey, Mankel, hold on through the break. I want to take you on the other side. We're going to a break. You know this business. The music's
right,
on. We'll be right back. Eric Mankel Mueller, a good buddy of mine, and we'll have more on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Raw and Unfiltered, USA Radio. I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Energized Health. Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energized Health. You can still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. We're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, energizehealth.com.
The National Weather Service is calling for falling temperatures and record snowfall in parts of the nation. Winter is here, and the last place you want to be is stuck in the snow. You need Track Grabber, Extreme Traction. Skip the stuck. Rescue yourself. The Track Grabber Extreme Traction device has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Special Forces, the Department of Justice, Highway Police, and law enforcement across the country. Now, to keep you and your loved ones from being stuck in the snow, mud, or sand, Track Grabber is available to you. Be a hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. Get Track Grabber today at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off your full order. That's Track Grabber, TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Do it today. Supplies are limited.
Raw and unfiltered.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss.
Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, back with you. Sponsor of this show is Hero 2020. Go to the website, Hero 2020. I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were surrounded by an angry mob. The mob forced the driver's side door open, attempting to drag the husband from the car. Can you imagine what would happen to the wife after they killed the husband? But the husband reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired. No lives were lost. Now, I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal, plus it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for Wayne Allen Root for a special discount. Hero2020.com, Hero2020.com. Use the discount code WAR. State law restrictions may apply. All right, we're back with my buddy Mancow, otherwise known, a.k.a. Eric Mancow Mueller, candidate for governor of Illinois, big-time talk show host, nationally syndicated, dominated Chicago radio for decades, and now a candidate for governor of Illinois, running as an independent. His website, mancowforgovernor.com, N-A-N-M-A-N-C-O-W, Mancow. ForGovernor.com. Spell out for, F-O-R, Governor.com. Mancow, tell me about the current governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker. How bad is this guy?
Well, he's not here. I mean, I don't have any idea. He's in Florida.
Yeah, with Ron DeSantis enjoying freedom. Exactly.
And AOC, you know. Look, it's he's a... You know, Wayne, we were under lockdown. Our kids have, you know, I'm not Amish. I've spent 2 years educating my kids. My kids were home for 2 years. My restaurant was closed. It really horrible. And I'm going to tell you something, Wayne, and you have a great sense of humor about all this stuff, but I had a big rally and thousands were there. Of course, if Jesse Jackass, the rear end Jesse Jackass, says anything, they film the three people from the back, they lower the camera, it looks like there's a crowd.
Right.
Nobody shows up for him anymore. Poor guy. It's like, you know, the Dalmatian, the retired Dalmatian, just here's the fire bell and runs and nobody cares. Jesse Jackson in Chicago, but I had thousands and thousands of, and I know you had some big rallies as well. In fact, you helped, remember how much you helped me with my rally?
Yes.
So, Open Illinois, And it's that night, it's an anti-Semitic rally, And I couldn't say why. I couldn't figure it out. I mean, you know, I got a lot of Jewish friends, I go to Israel. I've been to Israel many times. I got no problem. What are they talking about? I couldn't figure it out. Right. And I called a bunch of people. Nobody could. I don't know. And people that were there, thousands of people. Why was it anti-Semitic? And finally, Amy Jacobson, a friend of mine, says, well, Mankow, he's Jewish. And somebody had him, and he's this is not a joke. He eats three hot fudge sundaes a day, three banana splits a day. Excuse me, guys. I'm not kidding you. He's enormous. His ass is so big, he pays taxes in three states.
Who are we talking about?
Thank you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
About, Mankow?
Anyway,
Mankow.
So he's
who
Jewish.
Who are you talking
Someone
about?
Drew him. Jewish people don't eat bacon, so therefore it was an anti-Semitic rally.
But who are you talking about? Which person is this fat that they were drawing a Pritzker? Is that you talking about Pritzker?
I'm talking about our fat governor. Someone drew,
Pritzker.
We had thousands of signs.
Got
one
it.
Sign portrayed
right.
him as a pig because he's a right. big fat guy, a government fat cat, like
right.
the Beatles
Got
song,
it.
Look at all the piggies.
Right.
And the local, communist Chinese-controlled media said it was
right.
an anti-Semitic rally.
Yeah, well, Jill,
it was a rally to open the state, Wayne.
Don't
Come
feel
on,
bad.
Follow they, along here, Wayne. Can
they
I just not, brother?
They do this to all of us. Are you kidding me? When I had my rally, I had three of them last year, but I had one that had 10,000 people, and the next night, or I should say that night, they showed one sign. The only sign was a guy who said, open the strip clubs. So they made it look like it's a bunch of kooks and nut, right? Kooks and nutcases who want strippers to come back in the middle of a COVID pandemic. That's the only thing we were protesting. And I had 10,000 people. It was the most incredible sight you've ever seen. Thousands and thousands of cars jamming the Vegas Strip. And the news media said that there were 900 cars. It's the biggest lie ever told. They're all liars.
Yeah.
They just don't know how to tell the truth about what guys guys like you and I generate. Hey, last question, and we got to run. How would you
yes.
address the gang shootings in Chicago?
Wayne, you're not going to believe the genius idea I had. This is going to register your audience. Let the cops do their job. Stop with the race-baiting BS. Let the cops arrest people. If it's a black guy committing a crime, arrest him. I don't care what color he is. If he does the crime, lock him up. You know, all this stuff we're doing here, it's racist. Because, we had, almost 1,000 black people killed by other black people here in Chicago.
Right.
It's racism.
Black genocide.
And if you do the crime, you do the time. How about that, Wayne?
Yeah.
It's genius,
like it.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think you'll beat the Republican. I don't know if it's possible to beat a Democrat in Illinois, but I think you'll, as an independent, you'll run ahead of the moron Republican who's pro-BLM. That sounds like a joke.
Sellouts.
Yeah,
sellouts. It's the Globetrotters versus the Generals. It's a fixed game here, Wayne.
I know, but a guy with your kind of media reach and big mouth can sometimes rise above the game. So lots of luck to you, Mankow. I'm in your corner. Love you, baby.
Big mouth.
See you later. We're going to a break. Mankow Mueller, Wayne Allyn Root. Maybe he's the next governor of Illinois. I'll have some juice in Illinois. Can only hope. We'll be right back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.